Richmond's club statement yesterday involving Dustin Martin's apology for threatening a woman in a public place was pathetic. There were the usual regrets from the player, the apology, embarrassment from Martin, and the comment that the club leaders will talk to Martin to consider action later in the week. Not one word that violence against women is totally unacceptable. And this is at an AFL club that has the first and only female president. This allegation of this incident of threatening a woman to stab chopsticks in her eye, as well as threatening to kill her, needed a more urgent and stronger response from Richmond. This incident will test Richmond's president Peggy O'Neill, CEO Brendan Gale, the Tigers coaching panel and the club's board, on which notable administrators such as Mel Speed sit on. For this is not player number 42 on the club list. This is arguably their best player. The AFL and the clubs are strong against family violence and support women with their respect and responsibility policies. It's hard to imagine a more serious allegation. A 12-month suspension and a $50,000 donation to an appropriate women's organisation seems a realistic and fair conclusion for the club, the AFL and the image of the game. I'm KB. That's my take.
Good talk, mate. Do you regret what happened on Saturday night?
The club put a statement out, mate. I'm very sorry.
I noticed a rather inebriated Dustin Martin sitting at the bar, drinking shots in and out of the bathroom. He reacted extremely angrily, very, very agitated, began swearing at me, standing over me physically. It was extremely intimidating. Physically stood over me, held a chopstick above my head and threatened to stab me in the face with a chopstick. And he said, "You're going to double me?" And I said, "Well, I will be calling the club on Monday," to which he reacted by slamming his hand next to me, next to my head, into the wall.
This is certainly a bit of a hiccup, something that he's not happy about, neither are we.
Footballers are something that young kids look up to, especially young boys. And if we're going to condone that kind of behaviour, what sort of message does that give?
There was Tracy, the lady who Dustin Martin allegedly threatened, and Dan Richardson, football operations manager down at Tigerland.
Yes, Kev, good morning. Good morning, listeners. What a shocking, disappointing, sordid way to end the footy year for us, pretty much. It's our last week, and footy goes into recess soon, for waiting for the new year, for Christmas. And to hear that news yesterday was totally unbelievable. And then to hear Dan Richardson's response yesterday, that it was a bit of a hiccup. I mean, that just totally underplays the whole situation and goes to show what a sycophantic mob that we are in footy clubs at times. And that was the most pathetic comment I've heard for a long, long time. I agree with you. Richmond's response was tepid, was pathetic, as you said. I don't think it's a test for the Richmond board at all, because I think it's a formality. I think it's just bang. It's a Monty. It's a long suspension. I'm not so sure whether 12 months is the appropriate sanction. I think that whatever it is should be severe. So whatever we class as severe, it should be. And the AFL will definitely intervene on this one. Fancy saying that the leadership group will get together at the end of the week and talk about
club
it.
Club leaders, they said.
Club leaders, yeah. I mean, look, I'm not against...
Too big for the leadership
I'm not
group.
Against Too one year out of... Group. Yeah, I'm not against 1 year out of the game. Don't get me wrong, Kevin, but I think that whatever they class as severe, it should be severe. Sometimes saying sorry is just not good enough. I mean, the allegations here are to threaten to maim somebody, a woman, threaten to maim and possibly kill somebody. I think that's just outrageous. And 1 year out of the game, if that's what it takes, that would not upset me at all.
Well, I think Dan Richardson will regret saying it's a hiccup. It's a bit bigger than a hiccup. And this is not player number 42 on the club list. I mean, this is arguably the club's best player. And this is one of the problems where clubs, of course, when these things happen, Greg, and you're talking about one of your best players, because football clubs like to make very, very strong rules. But those rules are for those who are expendable, not for those who are the club's best players. So that puts me into a bit of a bind from time to time. And that's why I'm certain yesterday, Dan Richardson, trying to think of everything, said that stupid comment that this is just a hiccup at the moment.
Well, with all the education that goes in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I mean, you wouldn't tolerate it from Joe Blow, who lived around the corner from you, let alone a high-profile AFL player who's had education supposedly drummed into his head. He's obviously a pinhead, because he's had that education drummed into him for years and years and years. He knows what's right and what's wrong. And to even be drunk in a public place while you're still training, back, holidays are over, Dustin, wakey, wakey. I mean, I think it's just, it's an absolute blight on the code, and that's why I think the AFL today or last night would have woken up and said, "What the hell is this?"
It's a very, very disappointing story, and you know, as a Richmond person and a former Richmond player and a former Richmond coach, I was so disappointed to hear yesterday that this incident took place, this allegation of this incident took place, because to me it was sickening to hear that yesterday.